From time to time, we may find ourselves in hospital or in a medical situation. All of a sudden, our pets get left behind. That is where the great organisation Companion Care Foundation have stepped in with their Care for Pets program, and their managing director, Neralee Sneddon, joins us this morning. Good morning, Neralee. Can you just take us through how Care for Pets works and where the idea came from?
Oh, good morning, Mark. I became aware when I first moved to Newcastle of some people who'd been refusing to leave their pets to go into hospital for treatment. So I arranged a meeting with the social workers at the Calvary Mater, and there I learned that it wasn't unusual at all for people to check themselves straight out of hospital after being admitted because they were so worried about their pets. And, you know, there were lots of stories, but mainly it was because people have some very real concerns, Mark. They're afraid of losing their pets. They're anxious that their pets will be euthanized, put to sleep. You know, they may not be able to afford pet boarding, and of course they dread the thought of having to surrender their companions. So that's why the Care for Pets program was founded right here in Newcastle. And it was in late 2010, because no one should ever have to consider surrendering their much-loved pets.
That's definitely for sure, Neralee. And you can sort of imagine you're going into hospital, you're about to go into surgery, and the stress of worrying what the dog or the cat's doing.
Absolutely.
And then they jump out of hospital. So it's great that you guys are there. Now, for those who even are thinking of planning ahead for such an event, you actually got an option for making a plan, haven't you?
We do, yes. We call it our Future Care Plan Register, and it's ideal because it saves the person from being taken off to hospital and tell the social worker that they're concerned about their animals, and then we get a call, we don't know anything about them or their pets. So ideally, a healthy person is going to contact us, and they're going to be met with a client liaison volunteer who will get all their details and about their pet and what they would want us to do in the event that they have to go into hospital at some point. It's called our Future Care Plan Register, and we would be happy to hear from people to talk about that. So it really does give them peace of mind if they know that the Care for Pets people know what to do when it's required, if it's required.
Neralee, I guess peace of mind is what it's all about, and knowing that the pet's going to be taken care of, so at the time where you need to focus completely on yourself, you know you've got that security that someone's going to step in. I know, Neralee, you've got a great team around you, but you're always looking for more people. What makes the sort of perfect Care for Pets program volunteer?
A people person who loves pets. And because we're dealing with patients, we're dealing with clients that haven't yet become patients, and we also have to love the concept of caring about pets of patients. So all of our volunteers do love pets, but they also love people.
Neralee, I think that is just the sort of person you are looking for. Thank you for sharing a little bit about the Care for Pets program with us this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to tell your listeners.
And we do indeed have some more information about the Care for Pets program through Companion Care Foundation at 2NURFM.com and the Morning Show page. Check it out for some more information as the Managing Director there, Neralee Sneddon, joins us this morning on 2NURFM.